today.
I'm well. I hope you are too. Congratulations to you and your guys. What a exciting, hard-fought CAA game on Saturday. You guys come out on top 14-13. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to publicly apologize to Coach Shinnick. I did not make it out to the field on time to meet him at the 50-yard line pregame. I got tied up inside and got out there later than normal. I did talk with Pete after the game and apologize in person as well. But, I just wanted to state that as before we get started. I usually like to go out and say hello to the guys, especially when they're coming to our place, So anyway, the game, it's CAA competition, CAA game. They came in. Our guys came out ready to play football, and it was back and forth. Both teams had opportunities to put more points on the board, but both teams did a good job keeping the opposing team out of the end zone. So it was one of those heavyweight fights, as we like to call them, when we talk about CAA versus CAA. And both teams came out swinging, and thankfully, we were able to, I guess, get the split decision in the final round, I guess, if you will, as that game unfolded. But it was a wild one, and there was a lot of turning points and a lot of twists and turns. And as the plot thickened, it came down to the final kick of the game. And thankfully, I didn't know it at the time, but number 98, our defensive lineman captain, Obina Wobodo, actually got a few fingers on that last kick. Whether that was enough to push it right or if it was going to go right anyway, I have no idea. But it definitely, he definitely did. When you see the reaction on the film and you see the film itself from the end zone shot, he definitely deflected it ever so slightly. And the thing went wide right and we're able to hang on to the win. So, wild game, wild contest. I'm sure when Coach looked at his film, he's saying the same thing. There are opportunities where we both could have maybe done some things a little better on offensively, but for various reasons, they were called back. We had a turnover inside the red zone. They had a touchdown called back for not enough men on line of scrimmage. So just those things alone can make a huge difference in the game. We blocked a field goal earlier, along with that last one, and on one of their other ones on the possession before, as with a minute something to go, it hit the right upright and came out. So as we all say, it's a game of inches. It literally came down to a game of inches in this one.
Let's talk a little bit about your defense. 1,000 scores on what I believe was their opening drive of the game, and then you guys keep them out of the end zone the rest of the way. What were you able to do so effectively?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was what we were able to do, but I mean, they did a good job moving the ball on that particular drive. We kind of started the same way on our opening drive, but stalled it around the 38-yard line, and then our second drive, we went down in the red zone and fumbled the ball inside the 30. On that particular drive, they had a couple big plays. So now they had a couple big plays later in the game as well. They had a really long run, a 70-yard run that looked like it may have set up another score for them. And our defense stiffened. And I think that's where we got that blocked field goal on that possession. So our guys have been playing really well on defense. We've been rotating as many guys as we can to try to keep guys fresh. Our guys have been playing fairly physical. Some of the big plays, when we looked at it on film, there was one guy where, went the wrong way, opened up a gap. So that's going to be a problem if you don't cover all the gaps and they happen to be hitting the open gap. That's going to cause a 70-yard type run and those types of things. But our defense is playing well, and we just continued to play hard and play physical. We did miss some tackles in the open field. We had a couple opportunities to maybe, have a TFL, but all of a sudden it's a plus 7-yard gain because, we didn't come up with a play here and there. But as far as how our defense is playing and how our coaches are preparing them on that side of the ball, things are definitely going in a good direction right now. So hopefully we can maintain that.
They used a different quarterback than they had shown the first couple of weeks. Talk about if that affected your game plan. And then you guys were able to get some pressure. I think he had 3 sacks in the game. How much did that help?
Yeah, whenever you can sack the quarterback, that's always going to help. We were preparing for a different guy. I mean, they have number 7, who was the listed starter in the previous two games, and number 12 on the depth chart was listed backup, and all of a sudden we're, chasing around number 9. So he did a heck of a job. I don't know, I don't recall if that's his first start or not. I know he's been there for a little bit, but He had a heck of a game. He put the ball on the money. We heard he was maybe a little less of a runner than, number sevens was going to be. So we were preparing for a different quarterback, needless to say. But hey, when you're there and it's game day, you got to make the proper adjustments and you got to, play against the personnel you're playing against, regardless of who it is. So even though we didn't have a lot of film study on the guy we faced, you just got to go out there and execute your plan and make the appropriate adjustments along the way. And I thought our defensive staff did a nice job with that. Like we said, keeping them out of the end zone after that first possession.
Offensively, you didn't put up the type of numbers in the passing game that you have in past weeks, but you hit a couple of big ones to Jalen Sanchez, including one extremely athletic catch he made in the end zone. Just talk about his ability to do that and Connor's trust to kind of throw it up and say, and go get it, or the faith he has.
Yeah, they played together obviously all last year. So as far as if there's any one player on our offensive skill positions that Connor might have a little bit of rhythm with and those types of things, Jalen would be the guy. He was a guy that came up with a lot of big plays last year for us. We probably haven't been able to get him in the involved and got him the targets he probably deserves, but those two were huge. He made a really nice catch. And the opening one, the defender really couldn't have been in much better position, but they both kind of came down with it simultaneously. And Jalen was able to get the control in the back of the end zone. And his second catch toward the back of the end zone was almost just as impressive. Connor put that ball in the money with number zero coming off the edge, unblocked. So he had a lot more pressure in his face on the second one than he did on the first one. So those two plays made the difference in the ball game. And, Jalen is a guy who does have experience and, he likes to be in those situations. And like I said, he is the one guy for sure. Hopefully we're developing more as the season will go along, but he's the one guy that I think Connor will at times maybe just throw it up to and hope that he comes down and makes a play for him.
Your running game, 235 yards. Isaiah Ragland, 141 of those. I know the fumble late is something that you'd probably like to have back in a teaching moment, but just talk about the afternoon he had and the success you were able to move the ball with moving the ball on the ground.
Yeah, our guys up front, obviously, it always starts up front. On defense, we just talked about how well we're, keeping people out of the end zone, and we did give up a big play here and there. But on offense, our guys are doing a nice job. We have a good level of experience on one side of the line, and then we have a few redshirt freshmen on the other side, and they seem to be picking things up really well. And, Ragland's a good runner. Yes, that fumble at the end, he was, broken up about that a little bit. He actually texted me, I think it was 11:30 or so at night, apologizing for making that mistake. But, that guy, he puts in a lot of time. He watches a ton of film. For a guy as young as he is to understand what it takes to, prepare properly and study and all those things, he's doing a really good job. And, he was rewarded this week. I saw the weekly awards come out, Rookie of the Week. So we're excited about him, and he's a guy I think is just going to continue to get better as he matures and develops, along with David Avett and some of the other guys. And then obviously Connor's a running threat as well. So you can't focus just on one of them. Ragland had the 140, but Connor will pull the ball and get around the edges sometimes as well. And then we got David Avett as a true freshman coming in and backing up Ragland. So we feel pretty good about how the running game has been performing in the first couple of weeks. We just need to make sure this is the first game we lost the turnover battle. We didn't have any turnovers coming into this game. And then we had the one fumble after reception down, like I said, around the plus 20. And then that one could have been very pivotal at the end, losing the ball because Ragland did pick up the first down. And our plan after that was to knee it out. We could have kneed the game out after that. But, they got an opportunity to come down and line up for another field goal attempt. So, Ragland is a guy that is doing really well. We're excited about him, but he'll be the first one to tell you, as I am, it starts with the guys up front. So hopefully we can continue that as well.
Your team obviously with a big challenge on Saturday, a trip to Maryland, obviously a Big Ten opponent. What are some of the challenges that they're going to present for you on Saturday?
Well, we got to go down to their place. It's a noon game, so we'll get an early start on it. whenever you play the FBS opponent, they just have a lot more depth normally than you have. Their twos are different than our twos, and their ones are probably different than our ones, to be honest with you. We might have a few guys that could play down there, and vice versa. But it's always a challenge. You want to go down there and, again, nameless, faceless opponent while you're prepping during the week, and try to, understand what it is we're trying to do schematically and execute at a higher level and hang on to the ball and make as few mistakes as possible. Eliminate some of the penalties. Don't create the, create the turnovers, but don't give up the turnovers. And then you might have a fighting chance. And you hear people talk about all the time, if we can keep it close to the fourth, maybe we have an opportunity to pull something out at the end. But we're going to go down there. We're going to compete. Our guys are excited about it. We have guys on our team. I mean, David Abbott's one of them. He's from Maryland. His brother's on Maryland's roster. So he's a guy that, probably coming up through high school was hoping that Maryland would offer him. But he's at our place now. So, I'm not going to say we're going to have guys going down there with a chip on their shoulder, but it's a bigger stage. And our guys, a lot of our guys within our program at all the teams in the CAA, think they can play on that bigger stage. So now they're going to have the opportunity to show people, if they belong on that stage. And, we'll go down there and shoot our best shot and do what we can. And hopefully, like I said, come out and, do a good job and put a good product on the field.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck down in College Park, and we'll talk again next week.